General voting day in Taylor will take place this weekend, Saturday, October 15. Voters will elect 4 councillors and 1 mayor to serve as the next district council through to 2026. Residents will also be asked to vote on new regional funding programs to support sport and cultural events, the Global Geopark, the Dinosaur Museum, and internet connectivity. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the community hall. Before going to cast your vote, learn more about your city council candidates below. Mayor, Peggy Alexander. It's something Taylor's Peggy Alexander has thought about for quite a while, and last month the 20-year resident and local business owner filed her nominations for mayor. Known as an avid golfer and curler, Alexander calls herself community-minded, another trait she feels she can bring to the role. Click here to read more. Brent Tyfer, a well-known longtime resident and member of the district's fire department, Brent Tyfer is looking at expanding his role in the community. With 11 years of council experience under his belt, Tyfer believes it's time and he's ready to take that next step. Click here to read more. Council, Gord Davies, a former public works director in Taylor, Gord Davies is very familiar with local government and a reason why he's decided to run for councillor in his home community in next month's municipal election. A resident in the region for close to 40 years, half of those in Taylor, Davies said he's seen some of the challenges the community has faced in recent years. Click here to read more. Murray Giesbrecht, like many candidates, Murray Giesbrecht has been considering the idea of running for a while. Born in Swift Current, Sask, his family moved to Taylor in 1964 when he was just 8 months old, and he's been in the district ever since. In running, he isn't proposing a lot of changes to the town. Click here to read more. Desiree Graziano. Desiree Graziano is hoping to bring a different perspective to the next council in Taylor. Graziano is proud to have both a family and her own business for close to 10 years, and is hoping to be a voice for young families in the community. Click here to read more. Betty Ponto, a longtime resident and close to 17-year member of district council, Betty Ponto originally decided to run for council in 2005 to give back to her community. After serving on a number of volunteer boards, it seemed, for her, a natural progression to move into public office. Click here to read more. Michelle Turnbull, first elected in 2018, Michelle Turnbull is described as passionate by those who know her. Making the community a great place to be is what prompted her to run for office 4 years ago and why she's letting her name stand again. Click here to read more. Funding referendums 1. Dinosaur Museum grant in aid. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to provide grants toward the operation and capital improvement of the Tumbler Ridge Dinosaur Museum. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 2. Fort St. John Public Library financial contribution. This bylaw would provide funding to the Fort St. John Public Library, and is open only to voters in Area B of the regional district. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.011 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 3. Global Geopark grant in aid. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to provide grants toward the operation and capital improvement of the Tumbler Ridge UNESCO Global Geopark and the Tumbler Ridge Museum Foundation. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 4. Regional connectivity. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to receive grants and requisition funds to be used to provide grants to internet service providers, and enter into agreements with internet service providers for the installation and operation of broadband infrastructure in under- and unserved communities. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0136 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 5. Sport and Cultural Events Grant in Aid. This bylaw would provide authority for the provision of grants to support the holding of national and international level sporting and cultural events in the region. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property.